The thing that people misunderstand about success is they're looking for the easiest way to get there. When everybody goes 5 easy steps, 10 steps to greatness, those steps for success, they're infinite. They are infinite. You cannot count them. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Those steps are constantly shifting. You don't know if they're there. Sometimes you have to trust that the next step is going to be there when you can't even see it. And sometimes when you step on that step, you go right into quicksand. And you got to be able to pull yourself back out of it again. So everybody's looking for these steps, and there are no steps. Those steps never, never end. And you just can't climb steps. Sometimes you got to crawl up those steps, and you finally get to the top, and everything shifts.
It's not about external validation. No. It's about your relationship to yourself. You know, and you know when your head hits the pillow at night and when you wake up in the morning what that relationship looks like. And if that's missing something, and perhaps that's a little nudge or a call to action that you need to change things up a little bit.
It's always going to be the sticking point. And a lot of people, like I said, you know, they'll quit because it got hard. Or just because something isn't coming to them right away, they'll let up a little bit. Kobe, he's known for saying something that was quite profound. He said, you have to jumping on what you love, what you do every day. You have to love what you do every day, because those days that are hard, those days that suck, that's where the magic is. You go do it and you get your work in anyway, because that's where you're gonna find out who you are. That's where things are going to continue to happen. And you have to just love putting in the daily work, because that's another token in the bank, if you will. You're showing up, you know, striving towards your goal. When people get the challenges, they stop. You know, it's not just going to come to you. But you have to just stick with it. You have to really, really believe in what you're doing. And you have to have faith that it's going to work out. But you got to keep putting the work in, because if you don't, It's not going to come to you, you know, going to fall in your lap. And sometimes when you know that, all right, I'm going through it right now, this is tough, let's just take an inch forward. Let's go an inch forward today. That'll be better than going backward. You don't want to go back, but I think sometimes just knowing that it's going to be a challenge. I think sometimes that's a good thing to know. If we know, okay, I want to, this is my goal. Boy, it's going to be a lot of obstacles in there. So let me get in shape. Let me get in shape in my mind and my body to be able to navigate to get to where I need to get to.
Well, you come into the world alone and you die alone, my friend. And you've got to be on this journey of growth for yourself. You can't be contingent on another person. And I think a lot of people who are in pain or are looking, you know, for some, you know, grounding, often look to that other person. If I date that person, then I'm going to be okay. It's never the case. Like, you've got to be okay with yourself in order to attract that person, you know, into your life to begin with. I don't know how you can compel that in somebody. They've got to figure that out for themselves.
Thinking of myself as the person who's just good enough to recognize that other people are better, stop doing that. And now start thinking relentlessly about acquiring new skills. That's it, like whatever. Be inspired by people that are better than you, great, that's amazing. But don't sit there and lament, which is what I used to do, that you're not as good as them. Find out, how close can you get?
Most times we live a life of have to do. I have to study, I have to work, I have to do this, and I have to do that. I have to. Where did the love to go? We just end up living a life of have to. And I forgot about our own selves. By subscribing to the pressures that come from all fronts in our lives, we've forgotten to live our own lives. We don't have time to unwind. We don't have time to spend with our own selves. We don't have time to be with nature and take a deep breath and just relish the crispness of the air. We don't have the time to do all of that. When the pressures are so high and the pace is so fast, we just don't have time for ourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
We are just so existentially in crisis all the time, and I just wonder if this life wasn't meant to be full of love and joy and happiness. I just think we're getting it a little bit wrong. So life is hard. None of us get out of here unscathed. It is hard. I'm not a Pollyanna minimalist on the things that cause us suffering.
If you don't fix yourself with limited identities, if you do not compare yourself with anything, if you explore and not, see, if you want this tree to grow to its fullest thing, that's why I said not the fruit, root. If you count the fruits, maybe that tree is bearing more fruit than this one. That's not the point. You nurture the root. The fullest possible nurture if you give to the root, what it has to become, it'll become. A blade of grass cannot become a tree. But is it not wonderful?
So, I think success is a funny thing, which is we all seem to pursue it, but we don't know how to measure it or actually how to define it. So how do you pursue something that you can't measure? I think we must all stop measuring promotions, salaries, and these things, but rather measure the momentum of your career. Does my career have momentum? Can I see it moving in the right direction? Can I see it gathering moss? You know, can I see that it's becoming easier for me to keep the momentum? It's becoming easier for me to grow the size of this thing. It's requiring less effort. That's the thing we need to measure. Yeah. That's the thing that we need to be cognizant of, which is the momentum of our careers, not just the markers that we think define our success.
We snap, we react at the drop of a hat just because we're out of balance. People who have a balanced life know how to handle pressure. People whose lives are not balanced sink under.